Homeowners in Nevada continually face challenges. Loss of insurance coverage due to wildfire risk is just adding to their worries. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has more about this brewing storm in the state's housing landscape.
In the wee hours after the 4th of July, Carson City resident Stephen Wheel was hosing down his roof and xeriscaped front lawn. Flames engulfed the hillside near his home.
I'm looking straight up at the flag and the burned area right above it. And there's one house and a pioneer graveyard between me and Sea Hill.
That night, his home was spared. Like Wheel, homeowners throughout the West are facing another type of threat, the loss of their homeowners insurance because of wildfires. As he sits among stacks of letters and spreadsheets in his dining room, Wheel reads the non-renewal letter from Farmers Insurance he received on January 29th.
The company conducted a reevaluation of your property. Due to the location of your property, the company is no longer willing to continue to insure your home the same way.
Wheel's home is located in a high-risk area and is more than 30 years old. For him, that meant two strikes and you're out. Wheel says he spent 80 hours during the 2 months he had to find new coverage. Two of the larger insurers he contacted weren't issuing new policies in Nevada at all. Wheel, who lives off Social Security and his 401k, says becoming uninsured was never an option.
Knowing that you couldn't replace the home is a very disturbing thought. I'll make it as fireproof as I can, but if worse comes to worse, I mean, you'd have to dip into savings.
At the last minute, Wheel was able to find a new policy to avoid a coverage gap, but his experience isn't unique. Nearly 1,500 policies have been canceled or non-renewed due to wildfire risk in the state. According to the 2025 Nevada Insurance Market Report, natural disasters have led to more destruction of homes across the country, and that's resulting in insurers reevaluating risk and driving up premium rates. The Nevada Division of Insurance declined multiple requests to be interviewed for this story. While some states, such as California, have implemented a state-run insurance policy of last resort, Nevada lawmakers have struggled to come up with a solution. One Republican-backed bill to create something similar never received a vote. Instead, the legislature created an experimental program. Starting in 2026, insurers can bypass existing regulations, test out policies and rate changes over 4 years. Anahit Boshatan, a policy analyst with the free market think tank Nevada Policy, says the new law gives private insurers a reason not to leave the state.
One policy you could think about would be debundling the home insurance, offering only wildfire insurance, mitigate the costs through that, or limited time insurance, so maybe people would just seek wildfire insurance only in the summer months.
But some are raising alarm bells. Michael DeLong, a research and advocacy associate with the Consumer Federation of America, says these types of programs lead to less oversight.
Instead of protecting people broadly, they'll say, we'll protect you against wildfires, but we won't protect you against, say, like a falling trees or damage from storms. Most people do not read their insurance policy, and of the people who do, it's even harder to understand it.
Catherine Hempstead, a senior policy officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, says society and the economy don't function when people aren't financially protected. And that's what's led to federalized options.
With life insurance, you could also argue that Social Security was kind of a federal response to the fact that a lot of people didn't have sort of adequate financial protection for the time when they were no longer working. We've seen the federal government get involved when coverage gaps become acute. What states do well is regulate.
Hempstead says insurance and government share one similar goal, prevent losses. And it's more politically popular to throw money at prevention measures. There are a number of bills stalled in Congress to pay homeowners to do this, but she says the challenge with that is there's no uniformity from state to state.
I think it's easier. The way to reduce losses in auto, seatbelts, airbags, federal highway system.
Hempstead says she doesn't think anyone knows the answer. As for Wheel, he'll continue to see if the legislature comes up with a solution, but he's not going to let climate or insurers force him to leave his home. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.